got the body of a jackrabbit and the antlers of an antelope. Some say they're fast and some say they're slow. I've heard they're big, I've heard they're small. Seems like no one can ever agree. It's almost like they don't exist at all.
The jackalope. We were talking spotting Arizona wildlife just a minute ago. Have you ever spotted a jackalope? If you have, give us a call. We'd like to talk to you.
And your psychiatrist.
Oh, man. Hurricanes. You know, have you ever lived through any kind of like natural disaster? I've never been through an earthquake. Ever been through an earthquake? You lived in San Francisco for a little while.
No, I was Seattle.
Okay.
But I never felt any earthquakes up there. We had a few tornadoes in South Dakota where you went in the basement and hid out, and it sounded like a train going through upstairs.
Yeah, never been through a tornado, but I certainly have seen much of the damage that one can cause. Romy, living out near Wickenburg, did you feel that earthquake in Black Canyon City a year ago?
No. There was one.
Didn't even feel a shimmer, huh? It was right there at Badger Springs was the epicenter.
No, there was. The only one I ever noticed was one actually out of California. And the closet doors in the house started swaying. I thought, well, that's strange. Well, the next day on the radio, I heard them reports of people that had felt the earthquake and what they were doing. And there was a guy in a high-rise, construction worker on a high-rise that they were talking to. Oh, that's what that was. That was an earthquake. That's what made those doors flap like that.
Yeah, Mom says she felt that California quake at our house, the ripples in the swimming pool or something. I never did. I'd love to talk to anyone that was driving I-17 when that earthquake hit at Badger Springs. What do you think an earthquake? Because the epicenter was just off I-17. I mean, do your shock absorbers and tires just absorb it all, and you don't even know it's happening? I'd love to talk to somebody that was on I-17 when that happened. I've actually geocached the actual epicenter of that Black Canyon City earthquake. And, I mean, it's just a stone's throw off the highway. It's incredible. And without any damage to the highway. That was the other thing that was kind of peculiar. But what did they say? That earthquake was felt by 60% of the population of Arizona?
Really?
Yeah. Because it came all the way down. I mean, they felt it all the way down to Ahwatukee. I didn't. But anyway. So I have lived through very few natural disasters, but I have, being from South Louisiana, lived through a couple hurricanes. Now, the hurricane I remember the most, I never remember being in it. It hit before I was a year old, but it was Hurricane Audrey. But it hit our home parish so hard that growing up, all the skeletal buildings you always heard stories. Oh, that was Audrey. Oh, that was Audrey. There were over 500 deaths from that hurricane. And it was always, oh, we lost him and Audrey. Oh, we lost her and Audrey. You know, they're, like everybody's life was pre-Audrey and post-Audrey. So Hurricane Audrey was like a huge piece, chapter of history of that part of South Louisiana, Cameron Parish and Jeff Davis Parish, and oh man, a 12 foot storm surge, and you know hurricanes will kill several different ways. The storm surge, which is like a wall of water that just takes you.
The worst hurricane in U.S. history recorded, death toll wise, was in Galveston, right at in the turn of last century, 1900, and Galveston at that time, the highest point was 8.5 feet above sea level, and the storm surge was 16 feet tall.
Oops. Yeah, that was the most deaths ever recorded by a hurricane, I believe.
At least 6,000.
Yeah.
And they guesstimate, up to 12, but I mean, with records and the technology of the time, there's just no way to really know.
Didn't have quite the census tracking capability right. That we have now, that's for sure. Well, hurricanes, and I visited with some friends in Charleston last night, and I said, y'all high and dry? And, we've all driven inland a couple hours, and we're having a hurricane party. Everything's fine here. So they're in good shape. But Charleston's apparently getting hit pretty hard. The whole Battery Park area, I guess, is all underwater. Just a beautiful, old, historic part of Charleston. Just really a great part of town. So they'll drain it off, and they'll be back. Just those towns are just used to getting inundated with water once or twice a decade. It's just what you live with. But the one hurricane I remember actually living through was Hurricane Betsy that hit us, a direct hit in 1965. And the eye of that storm was 40 miles in diameter. The eye of the storm was 40 miles in diameter. It literally had the entire Gulf inundated in rain. There were about 80 deaths out of that, and I can remember we were trying to guess back in 60 where it was going to hit. So Mom and Dad loaded all of us. There were five kids at that time. Loaded us that we were going to run east to Grandma's house and leave our house because it looked like we were going to take the direct hit. So let's get 150 miles to the east. Well, it direct hit Grandma's house. And I can still remember being in the living room of Grandma's house all night long with candles and Grandpa and Mom and Dad and brothers and sisters. And we just sat there and we played games and we were scared to death. It sounded like the house was going to come off its foundations. Of course, that house has stood through innumerable number of hurricanes.
And that was only a three. It was in 1970 that Camille hit, 69.
Yeah.
That's the only recorded Category 5 that's hit Louisiana.
Wind speeds of over 200 miles an hour.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.